Well, last week we had a great story from Miss Margaret. And once again, put the plug, anyone that wants to tell a children's story, just there's a sign-up sheet back there actually for everything every week, all the different little slots to fill, because this church is only here because we are here and we, all of us together, make up those things. And so, but since Margaret told the story last week, I didn't have to think about what story I was going to tell because I just bumped mine to this week. But it was one I found in one of my favorite spots, the Uncle Arthur stories, but the Smith family. And this story must have happened maybe in the 1930s, and you'll know why in just a minute. The Smith family was getting all ready to go to Sabbath school, and there had never been a Sabbath in mom or dad's whole life, and therefore their children's lives, that they had ever been late or missed Sabbath school. And so it was Sabbath morning, and they had all gotten all ready, and they went out to the car, and Dad went to start the car, and how you know this is a really old story is Dad didn't have a key. Do you know what he had to do, Kennedy? Have you ever seen pictures of this or heard of this? He had what was called a crank. And he didn't take the crank and spin it inside of the car. He had to go outside of the car and put the crank in the hole and turn it and turn it and turn it until the car would start. And this is what happened every and Uncle Arthur said, you know, so this was an old car then. So this was a car from probably like the 1920s. And it cranked and cranked and cranked and cranked. And usually after a certain number of cranks, it would start. But this Sabbath morning, nothing. Try again, Dad. We don't want to be late for Sabbath school. So Dad got out and he cranked and he cranked and he cranked and he cranked. And he said, oh, so everyone got out of the car because I thought, oh, well, maybe if we're not in the car, maybe for some reason, all of us being in the car is the reason it's not starting. So they got out. Everybody got out of the car. But what nobody noticed was little Midge, she disappeared. But Dad was out there and he cranked and he cranked and he cranked. And everybody thought, well, maybe we'll try. And so some of the kids tried and no one could get the car started until Dad finally said, okay, everybody, let's just go back inside. We're going to have to break our perfect Sabbath school record and just have Sabbath school and church ourselves at home today. And the kids, they were so disappointed because they loved going to Sabbath school and church. So they started to walk towards the house, and somebody noticed, like, wait a minute, where's Midge? Where'd Midge go? Midge had gone out behind the house by herself, and she came back out, and she said, Daddy, try one more time. And Dad said, I have tried and tried and tried, and we're going to have to figure out tomorrow when it's not Sabbath what's wrong with the car. We'll just, Daddy, please try one more time. So Dad, he loved his little girl, as daddies do, and he said, okay, for you, I will try one more time. But Daddy in the back of his head was thinking, this car's not going to start, but I'll humor her, and I'll try one more time. So he went over to the car, and he grabbed onto the crank, and he turned it a couple of times, and the car started right up. And Midge said, I knew it was going to start up, Daddy, because I went back by myself and I prayed to Jesus and I told him how we loved Sabbath school and how we didn't want to miss Sabbath school this week and we'd never missed it. And I knew he was going to answer that prayer. And he did. The family made it just barely on time, so they didn't break their perfect record of being to Sabbath school every Sabbath on time and everything. So God answered little Midge's prayer. All right, you may go quietly back to your seat.